Let's get to the Nooner. We do it every day at noon on the Midday Show. And as always, it is brought to you by the Linden Italian Market, Harry. Where?
Yeah, you gotta find it.
Yeah,
because this is not done the way we're used to.
Linden Club was this year's champion of the Deeks and Watson Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com. Pat, what do you got today?
Post office puts an end to the Scorpion King. All right, now I have respect for Waldemese Lipnicks.
What?
That's his name. It's Waldemese Lipnicks. He is now the federal investigators view him as a criminal, but I view Lipnicks as a businessman. So Waldemese saw a need for a product and wanted to get it to the people of New Jersey, and that product was millipedes and scorpions. Now the problem came when Waldemese ordered the live insects through the mail and lied about it. He started it in 2015 when the local post office found live scorpions in the truck and a package that was delivered to Waldemese's house broke open. So, right. You know,
what does he need these for?
He sells them.
Oh.
So they had a talk with him and told him to stop. He didn't. They had another talk. He didn't stop.
So this is a black market for scorpions.
Yeah. So basically, right. This guy is shuffling in millipedes and scorpions from Tanzania and actually Joel Embiid's hometown, Cameroon.
Okay.
And he's selling them on Facebook.
Of course.
So the story actually has some local ties, as this guy was the living colonies director of the Philadelphia Insectarium. I didn't know that was a thing. But this guy could face 20 years in prison and a $250,000 in fines for smuggling wildlife into the country. When asked why he did it, he said, "What do you expect? The magnet industry is cornered, so I had to sell scorpions."
Well, the magnet king lives in Roxborough.
Yeah.
You know that?
So
yeah.
I hear.
Yeah.
But selling scorpions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But imagine like being a post office man and all of a sudden you look back in your truck and there's a scorpion just crawling around.
Is that your next scam?
Yeah, scorpions? I'm out of that truck, by the way, if that happens.
I'm going to look into the market.
Yeah. I've never seen a scorpion up close and personal.
I think I saw one at like a zoo type of
thing. Behind the glass?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Remember when we had Seth Joyner in, because he lives in Arizona, he said he got stung by one.
Yeah, you're right. Ugh.
All right, moving on. The ginger jagaloon. Names can at times be misleading on products. Swedish fish are made in Canada. Panda Express doesn't contain real bits of panda. And apparently Canada Dry's ginger ale doesn't contain actual ginger. And I think most consumers are okay with this. Mm-hmm. But one New York woman is having none of it, filing a federal lawsuit. Julie Fletcher is suing Canada Dry's parent company for misleading the consumer.
We had this story. This story was an Andrew story about 3 weeks ago.
Seriously?
Yep. Yes.
All right, we'll move on.
Yes.
We'll move on.
Well, I'd like to hear your take on it, though.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I mean, basically, I think the woman's an idiot, but I commend her for trying to get some cash out of this.
Now, she was suing because she was misled.
Yeah, so basically, from the story that I read, she thought that the ginger ale was a healthy substitute for soda.
Okay.
So that when her kids were sick, she would give them ginger ale.
Okay.
Like that age old. Yeah. Hey, you got a stomach ache, you know, take some ginger ale.
Right, I've done that.
And then she found out it doesn't contain any ginger, actual ginger in it, so she's suing.
Oh.
Yeah, but on the bottle it says made from real ginger.
Well, that's why she has a case.
Yeah.
So I commend her.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think she's going to win.
You don't think so?
No, it's a frivolous lawsuit.
All right. So in your expert legal opinion, you don't think she's going to win?
Yeah, I'm not Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell.
You know, you talk about like Judge Judy and some of these other judges, Judge Joe Brown or whatever. They can't go on forever. I think Egan might be a good spot for him.
Do you know how much Judge Judy makes?
I know. She makes a ton of money.
$52 million. She's the highest paid person on television.
You'd do it for 1.5% of that.
Yeah, I would do it for like $20 an hour.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't he? I think he'd be good.
He'd be good at it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd have to get a booster on the bench.
Absolutely. I'd be sitting there and can barely see over the thing. What do you call that?
Because he's so argumentative.
Yeah.
He'd get right into it and he goes from 0 to 60.
Yeah, and if another lawyer tried to butt in, wait, I'm not ready for you.
Yes.
I'd be the Napoleonic judge.
Right. He'd have the robe on, his arms would be sweating.
I'd even wear one of those wigs, those old time wigs.
Yeah, the old time wigs, the powdered wigs.
Yep.
Yes. Hey, Ruggsy.
I'd rock the hell out of that.
Hey, Ricchini, get to work on the gif of that.
Yeah, you need a powdered wig with a backwards Phillies cap.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And then the robe.
No, I would come in with the Phillies cap. I'd take that off. I'd put the wig on. And that's when you know business. We're down to business.
The judge is in session. Yeah. Court is in session.
My bailiff would have a Phillies jersey on.
He'd be like, all rise. He stands up. And they'd be like, okay, you can rise.
Yes.
Stand up. I am.
He goes back into chambers.
Sitting there waving.
He goes back into chambers. He puts a robe up. puts the wig on, puts the Phillies cap back on.
and there's a jersey underneath it.
Of course.
Oh, what a beauty.
All right, final story. Doing the Lord's work. So growing up in Philly, I spent 13 years in the Catholic school, and I'll be the first to admit, I absolutely hated it when we had to go to church. Well, I can let you know now that that would have changed if, as a school, we would have gone to the church that Cody Coots runs in Kentucky. That's because Coots celebrates the name of Jesus with snakes. That's right. This genius decides the best way to get into heaven is to dance around with rattlesnakes preaching the good book. And shockingly, that backfired this past weekend as one of the snakes had finally had enough and took action.
Felt like something just jumped up and bit.
A normal person gets bit by a venomous snake, they head to the hospital. But Coots proclaimed, quote, "I'm not worried at all. God's a healer. I'm not worried." But shortly after that, he began to choke. He told his parishioners, "Take me to the mountaintop where God will judge me." But finally, someone with a brain proclaimed,
"I have had it with these motherfucking snakes,"
and decided to go to the hospital instead. So the most amazing thing is Coots' father died from being bit by a snake in 2014.
Coots?
Yeah.
Couturier?
Exactly. His dad died in about 10 minutes. When asked what he would do, what he would tell people that said the practice of preaching
this is really
snakes
long
was stupid, he said,
"Stupid as stupid does."
And if you go on our Twitter account at 975 middays, you can see pictures of the aftermath of the snake bite.
Let's go to Joe in Bristol on the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?